Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 217.
Yep.
Of the Staller podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
They're coming thick and fast. Let's get into it.
What'd you call me?
I said you're thick and you're fast.
Fucking am fast.
Like, yeah.
Flash Gordon.
Are you thick though?
I won't tick. Huh?
It always brings us to that place.
I just know it makes you uncomfortable.
Look in his eyes was quite chilling.
He looked at you.
It was like,
It was obvious.
Oh yeah, I'm tick.
No. It was an obvious joke.
No.
Are you tick? Come on.
I was just thinking of being stupid, like.
It was an open goal. You rolled the ball to me.
Did you score?
I think I scored. I think I scored.
Bloody hell, I'm going. Before this even starts, I'm out. I'm getting out of here.
Wait, will we get on with it?
Will we get on with it?
Oh! Let's get it on.
You flat out with the ads, man. Flat out with the ads.
Yeah. No, I am. Yeah.
Is there a limit? What? Is there a limit to the ads that you would do?
Like, would there certainly is.
There is.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where that
limit
is?
I don't even say it on it, like, you know, because just in case you might end up just doing it.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
The Darren Conway OnlyFans page. Well, how about I'll give you a couple of products? Do you think you'd be able to sell them? Do you think you could sell anything?
I think I could sell anything.
You could do an ad for... Yeah.
I'm not sure how it'll come across though if it's not visual.
Well, like a radio ad.
Right.
Oh, I'm a PR agency. Darren Conway,
Watch out, 15 seconds.
Yeah. Sure.
But like, if it goes over, whatever. It's not real. It's not real.
Yeah, it's not real. It's just pretend.
It's just a mess.
I'm a PR agency.
Called what? McGuckin's Dreams.
McGuckin's agency, PR agency. McGucksters.
McGucksters and Sons. That sort of sounds like a... No.
That's like a
solicitor's firm.
Oh, okay. So do an ad for McGucksters and Sons. The solicitor. We're looking to branch out, Darren. Can you help us with this ad?
I'll give it a go.
Thank you.
What's up and all? Are you looking for a solicitor, are you? Well then, get on to McGuckster and Sons. If you're in an accident and you hurt your back, well then, yup. You need to get on to the McGuckster and Sons, Renboy's family. Don't forget about the spice bag truck I said. That's in the past. What you want now is McGuckster and Sons for all your troubles.
Thanks, Darren. We really like that, but we're more focused on it's more family orientated. We want to so whenever someone's going through a divorce or through like custody battles, we take those kind of cases. So would you be able to tailor it towards that sort of demographic?
What's up and all? Did you ever did your child ever get stuck in a fence? Well then get on to McGuckster and Sons and we'll put in a claim against that fucking park.
Thanks very much. I don't know if the radio will allow coursing.
Alright.
Well, I appreciate
it. Will I do it again without the coursing?
No, I mean, we don't really deal with children getting stuck in fences. It's a very specific case.
You just said family matters, so.
Sure.
You're talking like injuries to family members or?
More family disputes like custody battles and divorces. And
right, I have one for you then.
Yeah.
What's up and all? Here, do you want your young fella back? Well then, get on to McGuckster's and son. And don't be minding your ma. Because your ma did it. It was your ma at McGuckster's and son's.
Perfect.
Perfect. On the nose. Oh. Right, I have a... So, Darren, I heard the ad that you made for McGuxters and Sons. I really, really liked what you brought to the table with that. And I have a company that sells secondhand books.
Okay.
And they're looking for a radio ad. So just to kind of promote the secondhand books and the, you know, pre-loved books, as we like to call them, pre-loved books that somebody's read,
yeah,
and they're looking for somebody else to read it. Could you think of anything for an ad for those?
What's up and all? This is McGuxters and Son. Oh, it's not that one, is it?
No. This is called...
McGuxta Books.
McGux Books. McBooks. McBookin.
What's up and all? Do you like books, do you? Well, here at McGuxton Books, we...
McGuxton Books?
I think that's good now.
Yeah, come on.
Well, here at McGuxton Books, we have all the classic books that you're able to use to own. Like, things about the Rar and all, and... stuff about Lanstar House. Just lying there, gathering cobwebs. So get down to McGuxta Books. Get yourself a few secondhand books, and some of them have pop-ups.
Why would you call it McBookin?
Will I do it again with McBookin?
Well, I like what you've done with it, but we would like to emphasise the fact that you can bring your old books and sell them. We'll pay people as well as buying. You can buy and sell.
And what do you want to call it, McGuxta Books or McBookin Book?
I'd like to leave that up to you.
I like McGuxta Books.
Okay.
So you want to sell the books? Yeah, like trade-ins.
Exactly, but right. For books.
What's up and all? Are you looking to get rid of all your old books? Well then, float down to McGuxta Books and get rid of all them old poxy books you have that are just lying around gathering dust. You know, like... I'm at the coursing again.
It's okay.
Bleep
that out.
Right, go for another one. Get down if you want to sell all your old books down to McGuxta Books. Located there on the Long Mile Road.
Imagine going down to the Long Mile Road to a secondhand bookshop. Oh, okay, so I have a gym.
All right.
I'm the owner of a gym, but we only have a rowing machine. Just one rowing machine.
Right.
And we have a sauna in the back, right. But it's not really a sauna. It's just a room. And we have like a heater in it, a portable heater.
Like just a plug-in?
Yeah.
What's up and all? Are you absolutely sweating for a row, are you? Well then, get down to Joe Ginny's gym row classes. Down on the Long Mile Road, where you can get the pump on. All we have is a rower and a heater out the back as a sauna. But I tell you one thing, you'll still get that pump on. You know?
I feel like you didn't really... I mean, I'm not convinced. I don't want to go there. Right. I really need you to build excitement around this gym. Because it's a hard sell for us.
Cool. What's up and all? This is Joe McGuckin here from Joe Dunn Gym. Are you doing for a row, are you? Well then all you need to do is row your ass down here now and get on that rower and you will be ripped. we have vending machines, AstroTurf, vending machines and a rower and out, and we have a bench out the back with a heater.
Sorry Darren, we don't have any AstroTurf.
Forget the AstroTurf, we have a rower. You're dying for a row? Well then get down and have a row at Joe Dunn's gyms on the Long Mile Road.
Joe Dunn's gyms. Can you give me a jingle? Can you write a jingle for me?
Yeah.
For Joe Dunn's gyms.
So what have you done so far?
Done a
law firm?
Law firm, secondhand what books and a gym.
Fish shop, good.
Fishmongers. A fish shop.
What about, I'm a taxi driver and I don't want to sign up for free now or Uber or anything. I just want everyone to book me by just WhatsApping me. But I'm just one person.
Joe.
Will you do a radio ad for just me, the taxi driver?
What's up and all you sick of opening up apps and waiting on taxis that don't turn up? Well, then you need your very own taxi. Hear that? Call it Joe.ie. or let's just call it Joe. And you can get a Joe, because it's in the name.
Joe Maxi.
The taxi man.
That sounds amazing, Darren. And is it just lots of taxis on a different app?
We've got rid of buses and all other taxis. All there is now is Joe bringing everyone around Dublin City. So don't forget to drop us an owl. I mean, drop into us on the Long Mile Road. And just pass the Red Cow round bell. And then we'll see you there.
Love it.
All right, give us one for a fish shop that is also a pool hall.
Jesus.
You can take a second if you want. Take a breath there.
A fish shop and a pool hall.
You heard me. You got it in one.
Do you like
fish?
Fish? Chips? Fish, chips and pool?
No, it's not a fish and chip shop. It's a fish shop.
Oh, raw fish.
Raw fish. Laid out on the ice.
Fish? Fish and pool? Why not have it all here at Joe's Fish and Pool Shop on the Long Mile Road?
Everything's on this. It's the best place ever. This Long Mile Road. I want to get down there.
The Long Mile Road. Fish and pool. Do you like potting a ball and getting a bit of mackerel? Well, then get down to Joe's Fish and Pool Hall, where we'll scale that up on the scales and give you a great price. And while you're waiting, why don't you have a game of pool? And play against all them sharks.
Hey!
Do you like that? Oh, let me tell you something. There's a few sharks in here as well, let me tell you, on the Long Mile Road.
You found the connection, though. No? You found the connection.
Yeah. Well done.
I hit it while it was there. I just hit that there while it was there, that shark one.
Ball just popped up in front of you, just instinct.
I smacked it out of the park with that.
Yeah. Buried it.
I'm actually with a voiceover agency called Voice Bank.
If anyone's interested.
If anyone's actually interested in some radio ads like that, me demo's on their website. Have a look.
The only cues in this shop
are snooker cues, pal.
Yeah.
I missed like that one. Who do you think you are? Captain Birdseye or Ronnie O'Sullivan? You'll never know until you get down to McGuckin's Fish and Pool Hall on the Long Mile Road, where you'll be potting balls and eating Ray.
Or just potting eight off the break, or I'm only codding you. Get your cod down at the fish and pool shop.
That's good, that one. Yeah. That's fucking good.
I think you can have that.
Do you have any? You wouldn't even attempt it, would you, Alan?
I think a few puns. I wouldn't be acting it out now. Any puns I could throw.
It wouldn't be me now.
Wouldn't be me.
There's something that we're missing.
There's something right there that we're not taking advantage of. And I know someone's going to say it in the comments. They're going to say, oh, you missed a trick there when I didn't say
it. You stop reading the comments.
I have to.
You'll break your heart if you keep reading the comments.
It's supposed to be our friends.
They're mostly very, very nice. They're lovely people.
Sometimes I get it into my head about fainting. Like, imagine just fainting in a shopping centre. Just walking around and just fainting.
What else is going on, Darren? Don't say nothing.
Lots.
Alright, good start.
Okay. Been very busy.
You have been?
I've been a bit too busy. I've took on too much.
Have you?
And I feel...
You've overextended yourself.
I'm at the point where I can say that I think I'm down too many ads. I think I'm doing too many. Is that okay? Is that okay? Like,
you set your own standards.
If you didn't know me, would you say he needs to stop now?
I wouldn't. I'm not on social media as much as most people. Mm. So I don't even see how, you'd be outside talking about, you done an Oasis video?
With Lad Boy, will you?
I didn't even see that. I didn't even know about that. Is that an ad? Was that an ad?
No.
Ah, well then. Or is it an ad for Lad Bible?
Yeah.
You should start.
No, it wasn't.
Call it Ad Bible.
Ad Bible.
Just a lot of ads.
I don't know. It's the only way you can get income, like. Do you know what I mean?
Doing ads.
Like, if you want to be able to just do this the whole time, you have to keep doing ads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I done a Vox Pop the other day with Lad Bible. And it's hard work.
The Vox Pops.
Yeah, people don't want to be talking at all.
Really?
Mm.
How did you get on there?
Started off in Meridian Square, in the park there.
In the park?
In the park. Like, yeah, in the park.
Meridian Square Park.
Meridian Square Park.
Yeah.
And
park.
People
nice
just,
park.
People just didn't want to do it, like. Do you know that way? And then
I think a park is a weird place to do it. Like, they're just kind of chilling.
I think we just wanted to just do an intro there.
Okay.
And then, like, we seen one or two and didn't want to be in it. But it was for Mentos. No, Mentos. Mentos is how you pronounce it.
Mentos?
Mentos. Men's toes. And at a point, we weren't getting anywhere. Just like, here you go. And then they're like, oh, thanks. And like, let's get into it. Do you know that way?
And then you'd interview
them. But like, we travelled up then to Grafton Street. Very, very popular for a Vox Pop up there.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah. So we got a lot of people there. We're outside, we're on South William Street as well.
So you can't walk up South William Street without someone shoving a microphone.
Chanel's talk was right beside it. It was like fucking Anchorman. And then, bleeding, who did I say? Doing
Ryan
content.
Carrick, John,
yes,
not you.
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking could have put money on it. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever bleeding on South William Street.
No, that was actually around the corner from here at Stephen's Green on the side entrance where all Rosie down up there. And I walked over and didn't say anything. And I just had the lad Bible microphone. I was definitely like Anger Man now.
Yeah.
I was just standing there and they just like twigged us and they were trying to like do a bit with someone. I was looking at him like that and he just goes, get the fuck out of here now.
This is my territory.
Get the fuck out of here now, he said. I said, what? Head to head job. But yeah, Vox Pops, man. I'm a bit old for that, I think.
What were you asking them when you went up to them? How were you introducing yourself?
So I wasn't really introducing myself. It was the chap that works there was kind of like initiating it. And same would it be up for a Vox Pop. It was for Mentos. And
will you meet me, mate?
It was yeah.
Will you chat to me, mate?
On a scale of 1 to 10, would you meet me, mate? But yeah, we're just like seeing people that are fresh. No mint, fresh.
Mentos is fresh, yeah.
And then we've seen some fresh people, had some fresh chats. When you get them, they're sound. People are up for it. You can gauge it. It's normally people that say, all right, darling. You're like, get over here now. Do you know what I mean?
Some people want it. And
yeah.
Some people absolutely.
It's all in the eyes.
Would you stop for a Vox Pop?
I have before for, I stopped for a Vox Pop with Virgin Media, I think last year, on South William Street.
Oh.
And it was about rugby or something and I have no clue about rugby. And they put out as a clip with like other people and like everyone was getting like the answers right now. And I was like, what's a try? And I'm like, oh, kick the ball or something. But I'd stop for a Vox Pop. Amy didn't know what a Vox Pop was. She said, why didn't you just call it like interviewing people on the street? You might be onto something there.
The whole media landscape is like, shit.
Interviewing people on the street.
I used to have to do them as a young freelance radio researcher.
Vox Pops?
Oh, I didn't like it at all.
It's hard, like.
It's very hard.
Some people are very good at it, though.
Some people are brilliant at it. There's an act to it, like.
Joe's good at it. You've done a few, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've done the one about hating Christmas and that, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, are they, like... When it's not a brand, I think it's easy to go up and just shove them.
Didn't you do one recently that way?
I did. Again, it's about context. I think what you were doing was nice. It was handy. It was like going up to people and you were saying like, do you have any special talents?
Yeah. And then giving them some mints.
Yeah. And
a pound of it.
That's innocent. It's friendly and you can do it.
Yeah.
We do it with anyone. But like if it's a specific kind of question and it just, people don't want to answer it. They don't want to give their opinion. I remember being in college, I mean, 10 years ago, and I was the cameraman and director, and I'd go out with someone from the presentation course and we'd have to do Vox Pops on the street. You went out with a camera and a microphone, people would come up to you. They'd gravitate towards you. What are you doing? What's this? Is this going on telly?
There was a few like, yeah.
But now, with social media, they don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
It's like a standard that slipped.
Most people are like, oh, no, you're grand.
Yeah, they'd only be made of joke.
I get it, like. I completely get that.
Yeah.
Majority are going to say no. It's just that very few that are like, darling.
But also, like with you, they, if they see the Lad Bible,
they know it's a
logo.
Bit of crack or...
Yeah. So there's a credibility there as well. But I love them, and I think you can have a bit of crack. I think they're the best. I enjoy watching them the most on like TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
Just people being interviewed on the street. Yeah. Because there's...
some interesting people out there.
Yeah, if you're interviewing somebody, don't have that guard up, and they're not professionals, or they don't really... like, it's awkward. I love watching cringy stuff, and people on the street are usually cringy, and I love that.
Yeah.
You are cringy. You were interviewing someone.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I was there, and you were interviewing somebody, and she, at the end of it, she just... what did she say to you?
I was interviewing, I was like, what's your idea of a fresh weekend? And she's like, ah, oh, you know, just like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fresh, deadly, loads of pauses. And she was just like, you're so awkward. And I am.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it
was. It's horrible, isn't it? Like, it was authentic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
To a point.
It's funny. It's very funny. You're so awkward, she said.
She's like, you're so awkward. I'm what?
What are you saying that for? Making a show of me on my videos? Get out of here. Give me them Mentos back.
I went to pictures with Amy.
Oh, wow.
Do you know how much it fucking cost us?
Go on.
€65.
Shut up.
€65.
I'd have guessed that.
What did you get? Two tickets?
Two tickets, two popcorns, two drinks. And... whoa. Butter on it, probably an extra euro or two on it. But
that's what it was.
65 euro.
Did you go large?
No, two medium.
Mediums?
Yeah, because we got an Eddie's before. Look at a little date day /night.
That's like a, I don't know, it's like a 17-year-old's day.
It was great. I was even putting 20 cents in the Eddie Rockets machine. That doesn't work for the music.
Oh,
I always get you that. Yeah, that's the story of that. I'm not trying to play fucking Johnny B. Good and none ain't happening. Give me that slow that burger.
What you go see?
Weapons.
Oh yeah. Any use?
Little.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
Ah. It's from the creators of It and Annabelle.
No.
Yeah.
Barbarian. That's the director. Is it from the creators of them?
I think so, yeah. The same studio.
Yes, it is.
It and Annabelle.
Yeah, it is.
And it's good.
It is very good.
Never seen an ad for it. I don't know what it's about. I just started seeing posters on buses for it.
It gives it kind of similar in a way, the vibe of it. Oh, to Hereditary and Midsommar and stuff like that.
Really?
I still watch Hereditary.
Oh.
I'm just always I've had chances to watch it, and then
it's so,
the two of you going,
it's horrible.
Yeah, it's the scariest thing ever. I'm going, okay.
It's not scary. It's uncomfortable.
I could feel uncomfortable.
But it's like, it'll play in your mind forever.
I love scary, but I know there's going to be a price to be paid.
Yeah.
This is of that kind of nature. This weapons film.
Yeah. I will be sitting like, what was that?
Is it? Weapons is in the same ilk.
Absolutely.
As Hereditary.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
It's a good time for horror. With that sort of stuff around.
You think so?
100%. Really good.
Because I seen a horror film recently and it was Gick.
What was it?
Together.
Together. Is that where they're like stuck together and stuff? And
yeah.
I seen a trailer for it. I was like, is that where James Franco's brother in it?
Dave Franco,
yeah.
And Alison Brie. And it's just bleeding shy. And I was raging because I love Alison Brie. And I've never seen Dave Franco in anything, I don't think, but he wasn't good. And he shouldn't be in anything
whenever
else.
I didn't see him in. He was shy.
I've seen him in this together. But it was like crap. It's like they're running out of ideas to make horrors about.
No, really?
I know, this
one is not like that.
But there's been bad horrors. Maybe I'm wrong here, but horrors and rom-coms, I'd say, probably have the highest percentage of dog shit.
Yeah. Well,
as
yeah.
genres. That's probably, man, yeah. No. That's probably just action movies. Oh shit! Yeah.
No horror. I think horror.
You can't get action wrong. If there's fighting and explosions, then it's like a success. I think.
I think you'd be right with horrors. There's an awful lot of just what.
And you've seen most of them.
I've seen a good few. Yeah.
We weren't talking about this recently, were we? Oh no.
Horrors.
No, a while ago we were talking about how he watches
scary films in the dark.
No, you just watch shit films all the time.
Watch your films.
No, wait, that's you.
Me?
You love coming in and go, I watch this.
The MacPherson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and all that. I'll watch old movies if I'm not. Oh, do you know what?
No, we were talking about. It is you. He watches shit reality TV and you watch shit horror films.
What's a shit horror film that I said I watched?
You tell me.
I don't know.
I feel like you have a great tolerance for
sitting with something.
Yeah.
That I'm like, shit. This is shit.
The, probably the songs are already on.
I'm still watching.
Do you see Final Destination 6?
No.
Or 7? What's the Final Destination that's out now?
Tore down or something.
They can't keep calling it Final Destination.
They keep calling it Final Destination. The Final Destination. This is the Final Destination.
Another Final Destination.
I promise this is the Final Destination.
Really, really last Final Destination.
I swear on my ma's fucking life, this is the last. This is the Final Destination.
I swear to God. I'm 3D. Not even joking, lads. This is the this is the Final Destination.
Oh my God, out straight. This is the Final Destination, 3D.
The Final Destination, 7. 7 Final Destinations. Jesus Christ. It's like the dark.
I'm trying to think of what fucking shit horror films I watched that I came in and talked about, and you're like, why did you even watch it?
I don't remember. I was listening to an old episode recently, and there was just a moment you started off with, oh, I was watching this last night. Like, you do this all the time. You come in and tell us you've been watching something that's just shit, but you sit with it. You watch the whole thing. It doesn't seem to, you never seem to feel like it's lost time.
What happens,
happy
to,
with
right,
your choice.
I do this thing, right, where, yeah, right, I watch shit films, hoping it gets better. And I'm like, has to get better. And then the credits roll and I'm like, bollocks.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. the credits come up and you're just like, fuck's sake, 2.5 hours gone.
I get up and I'll have a smoke. I'm like, for fuck's sake. Like, it just never comes. It just never happens. What's supposed to happen, just there has to be a moment where it shifts and you're like, oh, thank God I stuck around.
I admire
like a little twist or something.
Decisiveness though. To just press play. I spent so fucking long.
Oh, that, well, I do. It
takes a while.
Because I'm
worried that's going to happen.
It takes a while.
I'm worried I'll commit 20 minutes something and then go, this is shit.
Like, I won't watch like one of them films on Amazon Prime that's like low budget student films, like, you know, where they just pop up all the time and it's like,
oh, that's some real shit.
Made with fucking 50 quid, like.
Yeah.
Like, I won't watch that. I watch the trailers of them sometimes just to, for the, I'm like, wait, what's going on there? Is it from the vending machine?
Yeah.
4 for £4 in Tesco.
What? Eddie fuck. Did you ever have a job, Darren?
Yeah.
Where, not, I know you're working, but did you
10 fucking years, man. Talk about like every episode.
That's all I talk about. No, but like, where
you held
you
up
had
a sign for Duns or something, didn't you?
A salary though, a monthly, yeah. You get paid monthly.
I've never had a, like a salary is, can I have a salary?
I'd ask a lot more of you in exchange for a salary.
You mean more than one day? Oh, 2 days. 2 days a week?
Yeah, you'd have to put us before shit
profit
premieres. You'd have to put us before second-hand invites to baby showers.
Fuck you, man.
That's just for us.
Fuck the boat you and all that.
Sorry.
I can't, man. If you go to Amy has a baby shower.
I'm not going to that because Amy is going to a baby shower and she can't bring me down.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I fucking love it. Would you like a job?
A job?
So with a salary? 9 to 5?
I'd probably be, yeah, I would.
Would you?
No.
In way. This, in doing something creative, yeah. Not now, but in the like latter stages.
When you've run out of other options.
No, I just think like with age, are you gonna be doing?
It's supposed to be the other.
Are you gonna be fucking
another dig at me?
Are you gonna be doing like this when you're 40? Like, you know, I think a podcast, but like,
ooh,
is it a young person's game? Like
Joe Rogan's not young.
Doing ads and content and
I think,
or is it the way it's going? It's just like whatever.
But your content will mature with you. You'll start doing different styles of comedy.
Will you?
I think so.
No, that's it. Now I'm finished. This is it forever. No, I don't know, like it's weird. I often think about that a lot, more than I should.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like, what could you do after all that? Do you know what I mean?
It's a reasonable thought. You don't think about that?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm kind of...
Yeah, too big to fail?
No, absolutely not too big to fail. Like, I don't think I don't know. I always think like if the work ever dried up or if I needed it, I'd just get a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little salary. With an agency,
copywriting,
something like that. Something, yeah,
shite like that.
Would you go back to transmissions?
Never. I mean, if I'm still, I stopped doing working in Satanta doing transmissions 5 years ago, and I'm still
it's
in the group chat because there's always like overtime going. So I'm always like, if I ever need it, maybe I'll pick up a bit of overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the lads that used to work there moved to a different company, and they're like top managers there now and everything. I'll have a drink with them every now and again, and they're like, if you ever need a job, it's there for you. So it's nice to know that there's options.
But aren't you slowly building your empire in the background? Are we allowed to talk about this?
No.
No? Where you were before you were like...
don't fucking talk about that.
We can talk about your painting.
You talk about me painting, yeah, yeah.
Right, but bleep out what Joe just said there.
Yeah, yeah.
Paint all over the place.
Paint on me scooter, paint on me hands.
So we can't say what you've been doing, but we can say you're back in the painting, decorating.
I've been painting.
You're painting?
I'm doing a bit of the paint.
In the house?
Any glitter on the dog or... Wasn't that the painting decorating? Putting glitter and stars and stuff on everything.
Yeah.
Including the decorate.
What was the, in your ma's house, the toilet bowl seat was like was aquarium.
Amazing. Fucking love it.
Little aquarium soap holders.
Everything. Just like resin. Resin aquarium shit. Starfishes inside toilet seats. Love it.
That's brilliant though.
Cork. Like, I do so much work for Chadwick's. And I'm so useless at handyman stuff. I couldn't even open the top of a cork gun. You know cork?
I do.
Cork and millish.
You know cork.
The top of the the gun.
Sealant thing, yeah.
The sealant, yeah.
I just couldn't get it open. And I put a post up on me.
You just get scissors, man.
I didn't have it. Scissors wouldn't cut it.
What?
Wouldn't cut it. It was just bending the scissors.
It's not a good scissors. You needed a better scissors. Probably one of them Crayola ones, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it?
Cut the putty? No. It was a proper scissors. It was a fucking scissors out of the drawer. And I couldn't...
Do you know what I do when I'm doing all that? I bite the thing off. Then go...
Animal.
Sealing.
Fucking, I don't even... I just use clay. Fill in the gaps.
The grout. Fill that grout in.
Fill it. It's epoxy. Painting is...
I'm surprised you didn't get someone over.
$3,000.
What?
$3,000 to get a painter
for the whole gaff?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that. So just got the paint.
That's a.
Who's going to do the decorating?
That is the decorating. Who's going to do the glitter? It's insane how expensive it is, but it's so tedious. It just goes on. Like you have to put a primer
cutting.
Then you have to do an undercoat. Then you have to do a normal coat, and then you have to do a second coat. It's the definition of insanity. It drives you bleed. I done this yesterday.
Like people do say, like, oh, painting's relaxing, or real therapeutic. Like, just get it done. The day flies. It's no, I hate it.
The day does fly, and it's scary how quick the day goes when you're just bleeding, cutting in, and then rolling. And
do you put masking tape on the roof to knock it off? Or do you just like try your best to?
Try me best.
Is that blobs on the roof?
Yeah.
Loud.
Yeah. It's very uneven.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I hate it. Because when you're close, you feel like you're doing a good job. Then you step away and it's like,
yeah. Bleh. And then you look back and you just stand there with your arms folded and you're like, oh, fuck.
Back. I have to start again.
Then you try to go over with white paint or something to cover it on the roof. And it's just like brown and white or whatever colour it is.
And then you look at the Sistine Chapel, Leonardo da Vinci. Or was it Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo done the Sistine Chapel.
On his own.
For years.
On his own. Did he have a team?
No.
Few apprentices?
I'm sure he had some apprentices, yeah.
Few apprentices. But the decorating side of things, I know we talked about before, years ago.
Many years ago.
But my nanny got the house painted when I was a kid and was by a painter and decorator. And she also got these, they're like plaques, like two or three of them. On like pillars, say there's a pillar that comes out like as a little parrot, like a parrot ornament thingy. Would that be considered the decorating side of things?
Yeah.
Or like the little babies. You know, you can get the little.
Are you talking about the coven?
I don't know.
No.
Sounds like coven.
What, the ornament thingies?
I think that's
like stone. They look like stone but painted over white and.
Yeah. Yeah. Coven.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Cornice in there.
Kind of like plaster.
But decorative like.
Yeah.
Like animals are. Like some people have tigers and all.
I don't know.
Tigers' faces.
I don't know about that.
It's like the lady in the window, but stuck to the wall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be like coven. Moldings.
Cornices.
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 Decorative
cornices
pieces
the
of.
Fancy ones. Coven's the.
Decorative pieces, like.
A coven was something in the, yeah, the roof.
They don't like, get them anymore. No one gets them anymore.
Probably more in the decorating than the painting.
But no one gets them anymore, do they?
Hmm. I know the owner of Dublin City Mouldings on Parnell Street that still do it. They make the lady in the windows and all that sort of shit. Or the George Best face and like or Liverpool crests. Some people have like Liverpool crests or Man United crests. But it's more of a Liverpool thing, real tacky.
Yeah, shite like.
Yeah, yeah. Only a Liverpool fan would get something like that.
Yeah, yeah, of course they would.
But
says the man who wears the jersey to the gym.
Now hang on. We've been through this. But yeah, I know the fella who still owns that. And they're on Parnell Street there. They do the cove and all the shit that goes around
the, like the swirls in the corners.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real old fashioned though.
Yeah, that's very 80s, 90s kind of job. Disappearing in the 90s, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, now we're in a minimalist stage and we don't want any of that shit.
Just want the wrapping.
We just want clean.
Just want to wrap the
lines.
Gaff. Get the wrapping done.
What's that?
I'm getting the wrap. Chicken. Do you know what the wrapping is?
Around the gaff?
I don't know what it is, but me nanny's getting it done by the council.
Insulation?
No, it's wrapping. It's called wrapping.
But like for insulation?
Don't know.
Yeah, I think it's for
insulation. Is it?
Like they're putting a jumper on the house.
Square.
Yes,
off the,
but it's like designed in a way that looks modern.
Yeah.
See, if you want to stop talking about baby showers, you're going to have to come up with something better than my granny's getting insulation. We're going to go back to baby showers. What do you got for us?
The wrapping.
Me and nanny's getting that.
It's just because you're talking about it. I didn't come in thinking, I'm going to talk about me and nanny getting the gaff done. It's just because he was talking about painting.
And decorating.
Yeah.
It's hard. I've been doing it for over a week and it's just never ending.
Is it all the same?
No end in sight.
Is it all the same colour you're going for around the hole?
It's all the same. I'm doing the bathroom, right? And the ceiling is white and the undercoat is white. And the wall is like a slight off-white kind of fucking cream. And it's very hard to even know what you paint and what you didn't paint because it's so subtle.
Oh.
I just feel like I'm going crazy. You're looking fresh. Are you doing the red light treatment or something?
No, just a bit of CeraVe.
CeraVe.
Oh, yeah.
The next time I see you, I'll be 35, Alan.
Will you?
Will you be 35 the next time you see me?
No.
When are you seeing him?
A few weeks.
He's going off for 3 weeks.
Couple of weeks, I'll be out of here.
35.
And I look it.
I'm only 33.
You will be 35, though.
Yeah.
It'll happen like that.
I won't.
Any birthday plans?
They just passed by.
No. Bit of a milestone one.
35?
I would think so. You'd make a little bit of a fuss.
Mid-30s? No, I've nothing. Unless Maura has something privately, secretly planned. Then, electric picnic. I'll be down at electric picnic, as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm staying. I might be pulling a Darren Conway and just going down for the one day.
Oh, yeah. In and out.
In and out job. Maybe.
You don't want to do that. Not now.
What you mean?
You don't want to do that. Just ditch. You're not known for that.
I don't want to do it because Kings of Leon, I play.
People are going to start saying that you're difficult.
But I don't have anyone down there. Moira's not going this time around because we already splashed out for all together now with the camper van. Unless I do a little fucking collab with them. But I'm sure it'll be sold out anyway. I don't know. But I'll be down there all on my own. So it'll be hard to just kind of wander.
Will you be there?
No.
You'll be away.
I just won't be there.
He's not going away.
He is.
Playing the PlayStation, watching films.
If you're not here, you're going away. Even if you're at home for 3 weeks, you're going away.
Mentally.
Checking out.
Checked out.
Mm.
Can't get you on WhatsApp for 3 weeks. Gone.
I was thinking about not throwing the phone away, but like
knocking it off,
getting a dumb phone.
Get a dumb phone
for a few weeks.
3310.
Yeah,
just a texty phone.
I had forgotten that I was thinking that. I now I remember that I'm thinking that.
Is it just a texty phone?
Again.
Like,
yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
I'm going away in September, and I feel like turning my phone off for the whole week. I don't think I could do it though.
It's easy.
What would it be like?
Great.
That's mad to think of.
Like, it'd be great
without a phone.
I'd say you'd probably be like kicking any addiction. Very tough for the first 24, 48 hours, and then
wouldn't it
start to feel all sorts of calmness.
Get the itch, like.
No, it'd be
what's
great.
What's going on in RTE News?
No, I'm telling you, man. Like, fucking great. I remember going to Salil one year for a week, and I turned my phone off, didn't turn it on. Man, the most stressful thing in our life
is your phone.
The stress and anxiety that it gives you. If you don't have your phone, you won't feel that anxiety to pick it up and use it. If it's not in your pocket, If you have a dumb phone, then you won't feel the urge to open apps and get that little hit, and you'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I will. I actually am going to turn it off.
One day, man. One day when I win the lotto.
You'll have no phone.
I'll throw it away. I'll be done with it. And you'll never see me again.
Would you leave the podcast?
No, I'll probably keep it with the podcast.
You would. If you won 150 million, be gone. Would you give us a million if you won 150 million?
No.
I knew that.
Would you give me a million?
No, obviously not.
If you needed something.
If I was like, here, man, I need 30 grand for a deposit for a house, would you be able to sort us out?
I'd buy you a house.
Would you though?
Ah, yeah.
You wouldn't.
150 million? You'd make that back in a day.
Would you buy on something?
Would you? What would you want? If I won the lotto on you, would you want something from me? 150 mil.
I wouldn't ask you for anything.
150 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a house, Joe. With a bigger garden.
Because you already have a house. I want
a dinosaur. I want one of your dinosaurs, but bigger, better.
Fucking have that for free.
I want a T-Rex. Or a Brontosaurus.
Ooh, taller than the house.
I'd love a gaff. Yeah. I'd love a gaff. Any gaff.
A gaff. I get you a gaff. Where do you want a gaff? Would you buy it in Finglas?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it a gaff anywhere. Where would you buy it?
Finglas.
Ah, you wouldn't.
Or else Shutter Island.
If it was to buy you a gaff, where would you buy a gaff? Any gaff?
I don't know. Honestly, probably.
Where you are?
Yeah, around where I am now.
Likes it there?
Do you?
I'll just buy a bigger one, I think.
Be far out.
No.
You like it there, though, don't you, Owen?
I like it there.
What you like the...
A Georgian, one of them Georgian buildings on Marion Row off Fitzwilliam Square.
No. I'll take that too.
As well? You want two fucking...
You want 150 million quid.
I'll buy a gaff on Fitzwilliam Square and I'll chop it up into apartments and you can stay in the apartments.
Okay.
Is that all right?
No.
No? You want the whole building?
Yeah.
I'll buy the whole row.
Oh.
You had no money left though.
Stall it row.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't. I'd be gone.
How much that cost? About 20 million.
How many houses are we talking?
A row. A whole row of Fitzwilliam Square.
How many is in a row? 10? 20?
About 20. A million each?
Oh, more than that.
More than a million each?
I'd say so.
Well, even if it's 2 million.
40 million.
That's 40 million if it's 20.
And they'll up the price.
Still have 110 million.
If you want to buy all them, they'll up the prices.
Man, 100.
This fella's had to win the fucking lotto. Wouldn't they?
Was this for all the McGuckins?
Well,
a McGuckin at every door.
McGuckin Row.
McGuckin Row.
Can you change the name of a street if you're on it?
You don't own the street, you own it. You could try.
Go to the council here. Change that now. Get that sign down. Or actually, the sign is usually on the buildings. So can I just manually take the sign off if I own that building and stick my own sign up?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, I'll do it anyway.
You could get big neon letters.
We're going to do it anyway.
McGuckin Row.
McGuckin Row.
Would you buy the bridge?
That's what, 12 characters, including the spaces? McGuckin? Yeah.
I went to the A1.
One on each building. McGuckin Row.
They're selling the A1, the Yardley Inn in Coolock. Now, people give out to me for saying that it's Coolock, but our town is in Coolock. Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. But they're selling that, and I think it's like a million. That seems reasonable.
What's a million? The pub?
The pub.
The pub.
That seems reasonable, doesn't it?
I thought a pub would have been a lot there, hadn't it? Some of them would have been. Or some of them are, I mean.
Hey, but they're closing in their 20s by the month.
Thanks very much for listening to that episode.
Oh, yous are angels.
What do you think of that episode, Owen?
Wonderful.
Are you happy with that now?
Delighted.
Owen has to listen to all of that again.
Yeah, that's all right. I enjoy them.
He fastens, he forwards it a little bit. Like,
it's no wonder you hate us.
Takes it in stages.
I'd fucking hate us.
Mm.
I'd hate us too. Why would you?
There are very few people on this planet whose voices I've listened to for longer than you do.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Isn't that mad?
I don't want to hear any more from you today, so we'll wrap it up there.
Oh, I was going to say something.
I don't care.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you reckon you hear air voices more than your wife's?
No, but it's closer than it should be.
Your wife must talk a lot. If it's more than this.
I'm pretty honest for 4 hours a week I've listened to you more.
Well,
it doesn't matter. That's all fun and games, like, you know.
It is all fun and games. Thank you so much for listening to the Stala podcast. He's a delightful to spend time with.
He's a sound.
It's great because they don't talk back.
I know.
apart from the comments.
Yeah.